Gridios is pleased to share this special edition of the Carbon Wrap podcast, featuring CEO of Viridios AI, Marcelo Labre, presenting at Climate Week New York on the importance of improving transparency in the voluntary carbon market.
So the carbon market today is still what we call an over-the-counter market, an OTC market. There is indeed a lack of transparent pricing. So it's very hard to know at any point in time how much should I pay or how much should I sell a carbon credit for. Okay, that's typical of an OTC market, especially in its infancy, in its beginning, which is where we are today with the VCM. Another thing that creates further obstacle in terms of transparency is the complexity of the underlying offsets, of the offsets we are basically generating through projects and transacting. There's a lot of project information asymmetry of, for example, you actually don't really know certain, you know, aspects of the project that are quite important, like eligibility to instruments, but all of that creates, you know, a big obstacle there. And finally, what's actually the value of these SDG contributions? They have been broadly overlooked in a lot of instances in the market, but there is a clear perception that they are valuable and that they do contribute to value enhancement in projects, but by how much exactly? So transparency is supposed to bring that to the fore and create much more confidence for market participants to move forward, invest in projects, and of course, transact in these carbon credits. So with that, let's have a more thorough discussion here on the market transparency journey. And a case in point I wanted to highlight here, and it's not unique to this market, but it's a very good use case here, is the credit market. And when I say credit market, it started mostly with bonds, like debt securities, right? The bonds, which have been transacted through human history, in the moment economy became monetary, currency and everything, there were loans and bonds and so on and so forth. But the bond market really became hyperactive, or started becoming hyperactive, right in the beginning of the 80s and all the way through the 2000s when it really scaled up. It started mostly with bonds, like debt securities, right? The bonds, which have been transacted like a big time. The corporate bond market is a very good basis of comparison with the carbon market because what really started enabling the scaling of the market was the increase and enhancement of transparency. So at first, you started having pricing data more transparently offered and published in the market. Services like Bloomberg, like ICE, who actually aggregate data and publish data on pricing of bonds became much more prominent. And with the services being spread around financial institutions, it became much clearer for traders and of course for the corporates themselves issuing those bond securities. So what are the price points for the securities and therefore more confidence in trading and transacting? So of course, the underlying security of a bond requires that you know, much more detail about who is issuing those bonds. So that's corporate data. In those two decades, there was an explosion of services on data offering financials of companies, more clarity and aggregation of financials, which can be a very complex thing to do. And a ton of research, right, on the corporates themselves, like projections, forecasts, prospects for sales, for growth, and go on and on. So that type of corporate data, which has to do with the underlying issuer of the security, which is bond, became something very prominent, enabling that market in that period. And finally, the credit rating came along much stronger. Credit rating has been around since early 1900s, and S&P, I think, was there already in the 1800s. But, you know, there was, again, in those two decades, an explosion of new corporate bonds and obviously new issuers, new corporates being rated by the three main rating agencies, S&P, Moody's, and Fitch. So you put these three things together, you can see here a really massive ramp up in those two initial decades, but a much bigger ramp up going forward now that infrastructure is in place. So we're talking about like for less than $1 trillion in early 80s of issuances of corporate bonds to close to $8 trillion today. So the point I'm trying to make here is that the transparency that these three items create is an enabling process that creates confidence and allows market participants now to more confidently deploy capital in a market. And I would argue that the carbon market will follow the same sort of trajectory, and it's already following. We are at the inflection point right now for that. So transparency feeds back into more market confidence, which in turn, more confidence translates in market participants being more willing to deploy capital into climate solutions, into carbon projects, into trading, into a number of different solutions that can provide this tackling of the climate challenge. Now, if you see how the market was in mid-2021 and how it is today, it's already a massive growth in just a year. And the trajectory is expected to just continue in that direction. With that, we're talking about pricing data. We're talking about now project data. Remember the comparison with the credit markets, the corporate data, the issuer. The project, the carbon project, he is the issuer of the carbon credit. So project data is another big thing here. And rating. So let's walk you through this. So we're talking about pricing data in an OTC market. That is today, really little transparency on how that works. You see a lot of price variability because one player doesn't know where the value is. You throw a price very high. Another one throw a price that's very low. And in that respect, you end up with a huge variability and lack of transparency there. So what we at Viridius are providing today already as a solution toward what we're just discussing, transparency, it's a consolidating pricing curve of the market. You are basically talking about a proper, complete pricing curve by vintage of each carbon project. This is what we're talking about in terms of pricing transparency. It's effectively and provide that confidence to traders and market participants of where the price points are for the assets they are effectively trading, which are the carbon credits by each specific vintage. And then we have project data. And we talked about SDGs, right? And the question is, what are the SDGs in each project, right? What are the SDGs projects are contributing to? Are there other impact measures in that project other than SDGs? And how do SDGs translate into value for a carbon project? Another thing, you know, that has emerged over the past 1 year or so is the advent of standardized instruments from platforms like CBL Markets and Air Carbon Exchange. What are the eligibility profiles of projects to those instruments? Those are liquidity enablers, right? And obviously market participants want to have confidence of whether that can be deployed into those instruments. And also, you know, it can be things as simple as, you know, how many credits have been actually issued and retired on certain projects? You know, it's very hard. If you're going to the registry, you have to put that number together for each project yourself. You're going to spend a lot of time putting that together, you know, and doing the calculations and so on and so forth. And what about project taxonomy? What are the actual activities that the project is employing in order to generate the carbon credits? The solution, for example, on the SDG side that we have come up with, we have an impact tab on our platform. One thing that we do is using natural language processing, AI technology, to scan through thousands of pages of documentation of projects to extract evidence for contribution to SDGs. We do that and we consolidate on our platform, giving investors and participants confidence, right? So that this project has some contribution to these SDGs and so on and so forth. And of course, there are other impact measures like climate, community, and biodiversity, CCB. So we show on the screen projects that have that type of certification and projects that have actually the accolades on that certification. Like, for example, we have biodiversity gold on CCB version 3 and so on and so forth. Other things that we do show that enhances that project data transparency is eligibility, what instruments the project is eligible to. The issuances, the consolidated issuance and retirements. You know, how many credits and how many retirements have happened for certain projects by vintage. So all consolidated and nicely put for participants to have that in their decision making. And finally, the taxonomy, a number of different types of information on the project. So on the right side, you see two examples here of projects. For example, the first one is a household device project that actually does organic waste methane, basically distribution of biodigesters, which in turn is used to either provide heating or electricity for households. So you see there are three effective activities in that single project that provide carbon credits, right? This is not a sectorial thing that we're doing. We dig into the activity itself and showing what are the activities involved in generating those carbon credits. So another example at the bottom is a project that's a forestry project that not only does ecosystem conservation, which is basically protection and conservation of forests, but because it's in a coastal area, it protects mangroves as well. It's also a blue carbon project at the same time as it is, for example, a red project. Okay, so that type of transparency and clarity is very, very important for market participants in general. And finally, in that trio that I was talking about, there is project rating. So Viridius has partnered with B0 recently to display on the platform the ratings that B0 has been producing in specific carbon projects, where you, for certain projects in the coverage by B0, will be shown its headline rating on the screen. So this another very important step towards transparency in the market is obviously to understand in depth the quality of the carbon credits of carbon that's being mitigated by certain projects. And that's what B0, companies like B0 are performing through their rating process. And one final activity that we launched recently to not only enhance transparency, but also to provide more liquidity to market participants is our request for code. So our subscribers now can go on the platform and actually submit requests for transacting to our brokers who are partners in that endeavor. And now not only these brokers have more access to parts of the market, like who are basically our subscribers, but it creates really an easy way for our subscribers to actually go and transact on the credits they already hold or to buy credits they want to hold. Okay, again, one further step toward liquidity and transparency in this market. The parts of the market, like who are basically our subscribers, but it creates really an easy way for our subscribers to actually go and transact on the credits they already hold or to buy credits they want to hold. Okay, again, one further step toward liquidity and transparency in this market.
We hope you enjoyed this special edition of Carbon Wrap. For more information on Viridios AI or to book a demo with one of our carbon specialists, visit viridios.ai. Thanks for listening.